My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, the Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, there aren't many things that can bring official Washington to its knees that doesn't buckle in the face of terrorism or economic calamity. But we have snow on the way, and the snow always wins.
That is right. You know, it makes me wonder if the powerful rock salt and shoveling cartel have developed some kind of weather machine around here. It's very odd for us to have this much snow.
Oh, I know. Usually there's a sheer panic at the grocery stores for 2 to 4 inches in the forecast 3 days away. Now with 1.5 to 2 feet on the way, this is basically like DEFCON 5 here.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Y2K almost. It's that kind of paranoia and things going on. I was watching the news last night, and they had like the traffic reports, and they said that all the red zones were basically like around shopping centers where people were trying to get in and buy stuff.
Yeah, that's
insane.
That's exactly right. Yeah, everybody has to have their 3-week supply of bread, milk, toilet paper, and a few other things. And
that's right.
Oh, and snow shovels. Everyone needs a snow shovel now.
That's right. Got to have that. Got to have it.
Exactly. Well, the one thing you probably don't want today is potentially a Toyota on the roads.
That's right, you know, because either your accelerators are going to stick or you're not going to have any brakes, so that's not a good thing. But, you know, the Obama administration has kind of stepped in, and as they always do, they've found a compromise, and they're basically just going to get Toyota to install louder horns on all those cars. That way you know they're coming. Get out of the way!
Well, it's almost like, you know, the winds of fate are shifting a little bit here, because about a year or two ago, it looked like the U.S. auto industry was on life support, and it pretty much was, and now it looks like Toyota, which had surged to the top, has a little damage control of its own here.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things, you know, I guess to really get to be number one, you got to start cutting corners somewhere, and once you get to the top, then all those warts start showing. But, you know, as a lifelong Ford buyer myself, I'm kind of happy to see it.
Exactly. Well, the Capitol Steps, no stranger to this international competition in the world of commerce. Explain what we're going to be listening to here.
Well, you know, this is someone kind of lamenting a little bit about how much of the U.S. is Chinese owned now, and you know, it's kind of ironic we had to ship back our panda the other day, just kind of like we're shipping a lot of our jobs and in industry over to China.
So here's a look at a Capitol Steps song called "Buy American Pie."
A long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, and toothpaste used to make you smile. It used to be you'd shop with ease, never eating antifreeze. You planned to keep on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. But if corporations make a buck, they don't give a flying. Peking duck. And with this system we get stuck today. It makes you sigh. Now when you buy an American pie, your grandma didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai, where they engineered the apples to be juicy, not dry. But the crust is made of cardboard and lye. Don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Now did you eat a tasty cake, and did it make your stomach ache? I could have said I told you so. And the reason you are looking wan is some guy took bribes in Szechuan, so you just bit into little Debbie's toe. And now the toys you bought from Fisher Price have toxins deemed unsafe for mice, and Elmo tends to wheeze 'cause he's laced with PCBs. But all my problems seem so far when I see my cheap new DVR. I'll even brush my teeth with tar, and you will see that I'll buy from some young guy. I drive a Chevy and it's heavy, but the price is too high. Soon $20 will buy a car from Shanghai, and honey, that'll be the day we all die.
Oh, Mark, profits as usual, the Capitol Steps are.
Yes, exactly. We're always a little bit ahead of our time.
What else are you guys looking at? This new senator, Scott Brown, is giving you some pretty good material here.
Yeah, you know, any guy that's been a centerfold is certainly ripe for some kind of parody and satire. I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live last week. They did a very funny take of where he kept busting into the Democratic leadership meeting, and then all the Democrats would start fantasizing about him doing different things. And
oh, gosh.
Of course, at the end, it was, Robert Byrd fantasizing about Scott Brown as like a flapper, you know, in an old black and white movie. It's very amusing. But, yeah, he's going to give us something. The repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that's always good fodder for some comedy. So there's always something in the pipeline for us, luckily.
Well, the politicians never disappoint, at least when it comes to the comedians. Mark, stay safe on the roads. If we all survive, we'll talk next week.
That sounds great. You stay safe as well.
Thank you, sir. Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com.